life, then you. Vayanik Allah refers to death first. If it was according to us, we should have said, Allahi khalaqal hayata wal maut. That who created life and then maut. One of the reasons for this, the ulama give, is that we have been born not to let the nation where he's going. He's just driving around. We are making 5 times namaz also. We are doing business also. We're building houses. We are cooking food. We are eating. We are growing food. But for what are we doing? We just every day. Morning we wake up and then we earn and we eat at night. We sleep. Morning first thing, toilet. Next day the same thing again. Just created you in some tomfoolery for just for nothing. And that you are not going to return to us? No, we created you because you have to return, you have to come back to us. That is the reason why this dunya is only a transit lounge. Like a person traveling anywhere. And he comes to an airport, he's on transit, he has to change
together. Then there is love that is created. There is shifa in that food. You don't need medicines. You don't need vitamins. You don't need retreats. And you don't need holidays. You eat from there. And then you will see you get shifa also. And love also will grow in the family. That we don't do. Shaitan is eating with you. Friendship of shaitan grows. Now basic thing. Zikr of Allah is a basic thing. See, it will work miracles in our lives. And this is why we are having this Islahi Jalsa. If at least we can acknowledge it. And then go further and bring it into our lives. Bit by bit. And for that it won't just come. Keep contact. Become ba'at what they share. Come regularly to the programs. And see, slowly, when the children are born and they are so disobedient, not only of Allah's command, they're disobedient to us also. Mostly what the mothers say, shaitan ki aula, children of shaitan, devil's children. And the wife knows the best whose children they are. Without any a test or anything, she knows exactly whose children is. And she comes out from her heart, from multitudes of wrong things. It will take you out. Ilan Noor. Zulamat is plural. Many types of wrong things. Noor is only one. Islam, Hidayat, there is only one path. Islam is only the true religion. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah will split into 73 groups. All of them will go, but basically, the antibiotic does everything generally. And the general practitioner only knows antibiotics. Anything antibiotic for everything. You get worried. How much antibiotics is pumping you with antibiotics? But that is what he knows. Afterwards, and he sends you hospital, he sends you specialist or something. So the
is maahe mubarak mein sab ki. Is maah mubarak mein sab ki yak gona tabiat hoti hai aadat mein sunnat hoti hai sajdon ki hukumat hoti hai jab maah siyam aa jata hai rahmat ki hawaein chalti hain jab maah siyam aa jata hai har lamha quran ki tilawat hoti hai ramzan ke dinon mein har lamha quran ki tilawat hoti hai दुनिया की किताबें पढ़ने से लोगों की बेशक नादार गरीबों की बेशक इस माह में खिदमत होती है इस माह में खिदमत होती है जो हाफिज कुरान होती है इस माह मुबारक में सबकी यक गुण तबीयत होती है आदात में सुन्नत होती है जज्बात में वहदत होती है
Taught us also that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment the month of Ramadan ends, they looking forward to the next month of Ramadan. That is next year. Already they preparing for it. We know Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Ramadan Sharif, they used to prepare 6 months before. After Ramadan Sharif, 6 months, they're making Tawbah, Ya Allah, you gave us down. And he told them, you know, the month of Ramadan is going to come. And poor villagers, ignorant people, didn't know the value of deen. So he told them, the month of Ramadan Sharif is coming. And when that month come, you will have to fast whole day, you can't eat. Then at night you'll have to make Tarawih, etc. And then you must stay away from all other wrong things. So they got very worried. How we going to manage Allah wa kunu mas-sadiqeen? That people of Iman, if you want to increase your Iman, your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inculcate taqwa, this love of Allah. Where you will get it? Just be in the company of the sadiqeen, the true pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala has granted us this great opportunity. When you come in the company of the on your salam, and this is what our mashayikh have taught us, and particularly our Hazrat also, stressing upon us that make islah of our salah, our whole deen will come right. When our deen come right, then our dunya will come right. Deen dunya is made, our akhirat will be made. And when you work on your salah, then see, when you get that opportunity once in a while, person, then see the enjoyment that everybody is fasting, the enjoyment is different. Aadat mein sunnat hoti hai, jazbaat mein wahdat hoti hai. Now in our habits, what will be? Our habits will be the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the object of islah, of coming by the mashayikh, that our wrong nature, month of Ramadan, then so to say we have missed the boat. So we should see that is sunnat becoming part of my nature in this month, and my jazbaat, my ego, my eagerness, is it coming that I'm looking forward to get connection with Allah, wahdat, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this wahdat, this oneness of Allah, which is supposed to be our object and highest stage of sabr, is to be in the obedience of Allah, then to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then any difficulties come to a person makes sabr, any person asks you, you make sabr, and in return, Allahu Akbar, Allah will grant us jannat for this. And this also Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that many people, is tarah se roze daro ki ara, jab maa siyam aa jate, rahmat ki hawaai chalti hai. When the month of Ramadan, of fasting, of keeping roza, siyam comes, then we see it is the winds of rahmat are blowing. Allah Ta'ala's special mercies are blowing. People's hearts also become soft, etc. This is barakat in that little time, how much you do. And how much you can, that little food also, how much you can distribute, etc. So this barakat, we should be making dua for this. And this barakat comes when we get connected to the friends of Allah, and get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not what we think barakat, that now we'll get more efforts. And I must make sure that I don't get left out from the barakat. And one Ramadan Sharif, if we try our best, even not like our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, Allahu Akbar. And what a sheikh, that don't bite too big and say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Just pinpoint one, two of our faults and work on that. Quran Sharif, he should realize this is directly a love letter, directly my diary from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullahi alayhi, our great dada sheikh, used to say that Quran Sharif is the love letter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, you just get one message, Allah Ta'ala save us, this illicit haram affairs that take place. Khuda tabiyat hoti hai. When you read Qur'an-i Kareem, see how your nature will become soft, and how you'll feel tranquility, and how you'll get peace. So in the house also, make a mahal that everybody should be reading Qur'an Sharif. And daily, if we start now in the month of Ramadan Sharif, inshallah after the month of Ramadan, Allah will give us that ability to read with that meaning, and with that feeling, then Allah Ta'ala's very, very special favor, special mercies and special bounties descend upon such a person. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to appreciate this great month and get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our honorable illustrious Shaykh.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First, it was very difficult. The halal situation in Australia in general is very not so good. So in the city that's 5.5 hours flight from us, which is in Sydney, an alim who happens to be from South Africa as well, who's known to the people and trusted, the chickens are slaughtered there, and then they cut as such that they're saying even one majlis is not enough. So we actually had an issue with keeping contact with the people. Some people come regularly every week, and some maybe once